This is Music Notes for the week of April 30th. Ruins, a duo based out of Liverpool, released their debut album entitled Sample Size on April 20th. Drummer and vocalist Lloyd Rock joined forces with Nick Cavanaugh on bass and synth to create a fusion of pop and rock. Legendary jazz musician Bob Doro passed away at the age of 94 last Tuesday. He was at the forefront of the New York jazz scene during the 1950s and 60s before becoming known as the composer and performer of songs from Schoolhouse Rock. John Keysweater was in WVXU's studio, shared some of his fond memories of Doro. Quote, Bobby Doro and Bill Takas came in town to the Blue Wisp when it was located in O'Brienville and played to a full house. My favorite was I'm Beginning to See the Light and Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. I got to know him because WNOP was playing his stuff. You couldn't listen to a Bobby Doro song without feeling happy. Southgate House Revival in Newport has several shows coming up. Trout Steak Revival May 2nd, Nicholas Johnson May 10th, and Mike Maines May 13th. Each show begins at 8. On Monday, April 30th, the Flying Circus Big Band will play two separate shows at 7:30 and at 9 at the Greenwich on Gilbert Avenue as a fundraiser for John Van Olen. Scheduled guests include Jeff Hamilton, John Harner, and Jim Rupp. A link to directly support the John Van Olen benefit can be found at wvxu.org/lx. Pianist Steve Schmidt was inducted into the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. The celebration is being held May 2nd at Urban Artifact on Blue Rock Road in Northside. The Blue Wisp Big Band will play at 8:30, and Steve will be presented with his award after the first set. Local jazz singer Mandy Gaines will make her homecoming at Schwartz's Point on Vine Street May 3rd, performing a duet with Pat Kelly. The show begins at 8:30. Mandy will also be at Washington Platform May 12th at 9 o'clock, where she'll be honored for her induction into the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. John Kay from the rock group Steppenwolf will be performing a solo acoustic show at the Sorg Opera House in Middletown on Saturday, May 5th. You can hear an interview with him and Brian O'Donnell from Sunday's Around Cincinnati program at wvxu.org/lx. Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Rita Coolidge will release her first album of new material in 25 years, titled Safe in the Arms of Time, scheduled for release May 4th, and is produced by fellow Grammy winner Ross Hogarth. Jazz vocalist Petra Van Nous and the Andy Brown Quartet have two performances coming up this weekend. The first is Saturday, May 5th at Cafe Vivace on East McMillan Street from 8 to 11. The second on May 6th at Washington Platform, 5:30 to 9. Critically acclaimed singer-songwriter Matt Venuti will be playing at the Conscious Living Center on Wellington Place Monday, May 14th at 7. An interview with Ron Esposito and Matt Venuti will air on the May 13th Around Cincinnati program on WVXU. May Festival at Music Hall is right around the corner and tickets are on sale now. The festival runs May 18th through 26th with a wide variety of performances, including Verdi's Requiem and Handel's Messiah. Comprador, a psychedelic rock quartet, came into VXU's studio to talk with Jim Nolan about their new album called Downstream. They'll be at Motor Pub with Lipstick Fiction for their album release party on Friday, May 18th. The links to the interview and the upcoming show are up now at wvxu.org/lx. The Taste of Cincinnati will host its first ever Music Bash on Sunday, May 27th, featuring the B-52s and Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Rick Springfield with special guest Loverboy. Gates open at 4 p.m. and the ticketed show begins at 5. Ricky Nye and Chris Douglas will open for Marsha Ball at the Woodward Theater on May 29th at 7 p.m. Mark your calendar for another Kentucky festival. Terry Lee and the Rockaboogie Band will be at the St. Thomas More July Fest on July 15th, performing 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Sure to sell out, Janet Jackson is bringing her State of the World tour to Riverbend July 15th for an 8 o'clock show. Tommy Emmanuel's got some summer guitar workshops, one of which is at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, July 23rd through July 27th. Some of the guitarists who will help him out are Steve Cropper and Jerry Douglas. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/lx. Yes has added to their 50th anniversary world tour with a show at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights on September 9th. Tickets for the 50th anniversary world tour are on sale now. And finally, Guitar Player magazine announced that a new Prince album comprised of unreleased material will be released on September 28th. For WVXU Music Notes, I'm Elaine Deal.